Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast, the space where we don't sugarcoat the bullshit. We don't perform for healing, we don't perform for perfection, and we damn sure don't apologize for outgrowing our old selves. I am Brandon, and today's episode is for the woman who's fucking tired of being strong. Not kind of tired, not need a day off tired. I mean, bone deep identity level. If one more person calls me resilient, I might scream kind of tired. I'm talking about the exhaustion of being the overcomer, the cleanup crew, the go-to, the she's so inspiring girl who's actually wondering, like, why does my strength only matter when it serves everybody else? Oof, I know that was a gut punch. What happens when we don't carry it all anymore? What happens when we don't want to be the strong one? When we're ready to soften without collapsing and still lead, still love, and still rise? That is what today's episode is about. Okay. No fake empowerment, no performative pep talks, literally just, the raw truth, the nervous system honesty, and as always, the permission slip to set it down and still be worthy. Let's get into it, babe. This episode, I don't want to be strong anymore. Now what? Is for the person who's been the rock for everyone but themselves. Okay. This is for you if you're the one that people call when everything's falling apart, but secretly you're wondering, like, who the hell do I call? Who the hell do I call? Okay. This is for the high functioning feeler who has been praised for her strength but punished for her softness, that spiritual conqueror who's exhausted from being the example, the badass woman who's built empires in survival mode and is finally whispering, I don't want to carry it all anymore. For the one who can hold it all together, but can finally admit that you don't want to. This is for the cycle breaker who's weary from generational cleanup and wants to stop bleeding for everyone else's redemption story. This episode is for the identity shifting woman who's wondering if laying it down means losing herself or maybe finally finding herself. So let's unpack what it means to not want to be the strong one anymore and how to trade emotional armor for actual peace without losing your fire. I want you to prepare to learn how to stop performing strength like it's a personality trait, doesn't define who you are. And I want you to start honoring your actual humanity without falling apart. So you're going to walk away with real shit, no fluff, language for the burnout you didn't know how to name, your identity fatigue, emotional overresponsibility, that resilient girl syndrome. You're going to find out why you're addicted to being strong. Okay. There's a hint. It's safety, control, and survival praise, really. And how to break that trauma loop without swinging into collapse. How to soften without losing credibility. I'm not talking about becoming passive. We're not laying down so people can walk all over us. Okay. We're talking about being powerful while being soft. New boundaries that don't just protect your time, but your nervous system. This has been the most important part for me. My brain is multifaceted, neurospicy craziness. And to get that in alignment with a nervous system that is just constantly on, it gets hard to do. So, let's really just learn how to rebuild identity outside of usefulness, so that you're not only loved for what you carry, but for what and who you are when you set everything down. This episode, knowing I'm still a force even when I'm resting. Okay. And first, speaking of resting, let's pause for a second to celebrate an anti-pharma movement that has changed my life because let's be honest. You're not sleeping at night. You are sedating. Listen, bitch, that melatonin that you're eating like candy because you think it's natural, that is a hormone. And if you take it long enough, your body stops making it. So congrats. Now you're dependent on something that was already yours until you outsourced it to a gummy. Joke's on me because I really, like 2 weeks ago, just had a huge delivery of these. Okay. That Unisom, ZQL, Benadryl, whatever the hell they're pushing now, it's not sleep. It is shutdown. You're not resting, babe. You're being chemically knocked out and waking up foggy, cranky, and bloated, wondering why your brain still feels like mashed potatoes. This is what nobody's telling you. Forced sleep is fake rest, and fake rest doesn't heal shit, okay? Real REM sleep, that's what's holy. That's where your body does the real work, like resetting your hormones, clearing brain frog. Frog? Apparently, I didn't wear my patch last night. Clearing brain fog, regulating your mood, and telling your nervous system that you're safe now, okay? But you can't get there when you're stuffing your biology full of band-aids. If you want to heal, you have to fix the rhythm. I have a patch for that. Here's how it works and why it's blowing people's minds. Your sleep isn't broken because your body sucks. It's broken because your brain is out of sync with your nervous system. What my patch does without a single ingredient is reconnect that system. It's wearable neurotech, okay? No more pills, no hormones, no chemicals, no bullshit, just frequency communication in your body's native language, okay? It's like this. Your brain and body have a rhythm, and when that rhythm gets hijacked with stress, trauma, blue light, TikTok at midnight, your brain stops sending the signal that it's safe to rest. So you stay wired, tired, and pissed off. Because melatonin isn't helping, and your 8 hours interrupted by an extra 3 a.m. Instagram scroll sesh, you still wake up feeling like you've been hit by a truck. What this patch does is send a signal through your skin and nervous system that mimics the frequency of a natural REM cycle. It doesn't force sleep, it just reminds your brain what it already knows. You're safe, you could power down, you're not in survival mode. And your body responds because it recognizes it as truth and not a foreign substance. This is healing through neurological permission, not chemical override. Okay. This is your own system back online. Sleep like your body remembers how, because it does. Your body is not broken. It's tired of being ignored. You don't need another pill. You need to stop ghosting your own rhythm. So, yeah, it's not magic. It's science you were never taught because big pharma can't bottle this shit, okay? God gave you the ability to rest. Stop handing it over to something in a plastic bottle. Check the link in the show notes and make sure you order your REM patch now. And so back to a different kind of tired. The I'm fucking tired of being strong and not like I need a nap, right? Okay. Soul tired. I can't keep being the one who bounces back, fixes it all, holds it all, smiles through it all, kind of tired. I built this whole identity around surviving, around being that resilient one, the she always gets through it girl. Okay. And that's what happens when your rights are signed off on you and you're put in a system when you're just a kid, a baby. You're kind of fucked. No one had my back like this. Here's the thing. Lately, I've started asking myself, what if I don't want to get through it anymore? Like, what if I just want to sit the hell down? Okay. And not be worshipped for my strength, but like seen in my softness, in my stillness, like my actual truth. And I'm going to teach you guys what I've had to learn. And it's been slow and it's been hard and it's been messy. I can't tell you the past 2 months, messy is an understatement. Okay. I wasn't born strong. I became strong because I had to, because no one else was going to catch me. Because if I collapsed, everything would fall. Never, ever, ever. Have I been able to lean into someone's strength? Okay. Now that survival strength is suffocating me. And if I'm not available to be admired, if I have to keep abandoning myself to earn it, you know, I don't want to be the she's so inspiring girl if it costs me rest or softness or joy or my fucking peace, really. So I'm learning how to set boundaries that don't just protect my time, literally protecting my soul. Okay. I burned a lot of things down in June. That includes people that I was holding on to for whatever reason. I let it go. I let it go. There were so many signs they weren't for me. Okay. I let it go. So I want to be able to say I'm not okay without spiraling into shame about it. I want to stop proving my worth through how much I can carry or fix or hold together. I want to let people help me before I hit the wall, not after. Okay. And that is probably one of the most challenging pieces for someone who has the hyper independent strength. With that whole neuro spicy brain, that's going to be the hardest thing. And I think it's probably like the last thing I'm growing through. But even after all of this, like the wildest part of everything that I'm stepping into is that I'm still powerful. I'm still magnetic. I'm still called and I'm still worthy. Even when I'm laying on the floor doing nothing, you know, my socks don't match. I'm not saving anyone but myself. Still worthy. I didn't just become strong. I had to. When chaos hit, I learned that if I didn't hold it all together, no one would. So I stopped crying, stopped asking, stopped needing. I put on the armor and made strong like my whole personal identity. And here's what I'm finally admitting to myself, okay? I'm not addicted to strength because I love it. I'm addicted to it because I don't feel safe without it. There's some things that being strong gave me, right? Control when everything else felt unstable. Praise from people who liked me better when I was inspiring than when I was human. Safety from ever needing help I might not get. An identity in being the one who always figures it out. That strength, it became a prison. It became a prison for me. People are clapping while I'm bleeding. You know, I've heard it my whole life. You're so strong. And I just want to scream like, I'm not strong. I'm just fucking numb. How do I break the loop without swinging from strong to shattered? How do you balance that? This is what I've been practicing. Here's what I know. It's about noticing the urge to overfunction. When I start to feel anxious or unsure, my brain is going to say, fix, solve, lead, be useful. I pause and ask, like, am I actually okay? Or am I performing safety again? Right? I'm letting people see me unfiltered, not just when I've got it processed and poetic, but like when it's messy, when I'm tired, even when I'm pissed off. If they don't love that version, they don't love me, right? Replacing control with truth. I don't have to micromanage the chaos anymore. I can speak up. I can ask for help. I could take a fucking nap and the world doesn't fall apart. That's the new evidence that I'm collecting. Learning how to rest without guilt. Okay, that is still a work in process, but I remind myself I'm not slacking. I'm healing. Rest is not collapse. It's literally a choice. And then redefining strength is very important. Okay, because strength now to me, that means being honest. That means having boundaries. That means being soft and open and sometimes even silent. The truth is the strongest I've ever been is the day I stopped pretending that I had to be. That's it. I used to think soft meant weak, that if I showed up tender, emotional, unsure, that people are going to stop taking me seriously. The softness is going to make me forgettable or, you know, even worse, just literally disposable. Because in my world, credibility looks like being buttoned up and bulletproof. Right? Never crying in public, saying the right thing with a steady tone and never letting anyone know how bad it actually hurt. And what I've been learning slowly, a little bit painfully, but beautifully is that soft doesn't mean I've lost my edge. It means that I've stopped using the edge to cut myself. Okay. It means I'm done proving I belong in the room by bleeding for it. So how do I stay soft and powerful? This is what I'm practicing. Speak slower, not smaller. Like, I'm not in a rush to prove I know what I'm talking about. That's it. I trust my pause. I trust the weight of what I say, not just the volume. And I let my emotions be part of my power. Tears don't discredit me. They confirm I care. You know, there has been a little bit of just a little bit of cushion of this acceptance here with just that validation, you know, having, you know, a husband that's fine with the fact that I cry for everything. He's like, it's just who you are. He doesn't take it personal. He doesn't judge. He doesn't condemn. It's just who I am. That's it. Okay. That shit just confirms that I care, right? My ache, my hope, mostly my rage. Okay. They're not a problem. They're a part of the message. I show up gentle, but I am rooted. Like, I don't have to scream to be heard. My calm is commanding. My softness is not submission, is literally security. So I stop translating myself for people who need me to be tougher to trust me. If my softness makes you question my leadership, you were never ready for my kind of power. That's it. I stay embodied. When I want to shut down or I harden up, I ask, where do I feel safe in my body right now? A literal out loud question. And I breathe from there. I speak from there. I create from there. And that's my anchor. And there is that constant, like, reminding myself, I love you, Brandon. Thank you, God. I love you, Brandon. I love you, Brandon. I love you, Brandon. Soft doesn't mean passive. It means like I'm no longer hustling for respect that I already deserve. Soft means that I can cry and I can coach women. I break and I can lead. I rest and I can rise. All of these things can be true. And I no longer need to be hard to be heard. So it's not about protecting boundaries that only protect your calendar. Like, it's important to have the boundaries that are going to protect my nervous system. That has been, it deserves our protection. Okay. I don't just run out of time.
I run out of capacity. And when I start to ignore that, I spiral, I freeze, I snap, I disappear, I binge, I blame, I feel broken. So now my boundaries are sounding different. They're sounding like, I'm not available for that kind of urgency today. I'm not in a space to hold this right now. I hear you, but I am not your landing page for that. Okay. I don't owe a fast response to prove I care. This conversation feels activating. I'm going to pause and come back grounded. Set your boundaries. I am no longer measuring my worth by how quickly I jump or how available I am or how much I can carry without breaking, because that's not strength. That is self-abandonment performing as someone who's dependable. Okay. And listen, bitch, I'm giving myself full permission to be human, not cute, not curated, motivational poster human, like the messy, raw, quiet, pissed, tender, confused, full human. And in that state, I'm still worthy of love, of money, of influence, of space, of being chosen, even when I'm not on, even when I have nothing to give, even when I'm sitting in silence trying to find my footing. Because the real shift is I'm no longer building my identity on how useful I am. This is something that God has brought into my space. And every single day, I think about just how loved we are and how called we are, every single one of us. Every single one of us, even the people that are out there just totally rebelling against their calling. And I've done it. I understand. I have no judgment there. I get it. We are here to plant seeds, not judge, not push people away. We are here to root our identity in Christ, okay? You're not just lovable when you're bringing value. You are loved just for being alive. I'm not just wanted when I'm delivering. You are here and you are loved and you are safe. And you are not just safe when you're strong. You are loved for who you are when you set it all the way down. That is what God wants you to do. Set it all down. Bring it to Him. Lay it at His feet. Okay. He doesn't want you suffering. He doesn't want you to feel like you have to keep doing it all. If we could do it all, we wouldn't need Him. I am loved when I set it all the way down, when I'm sitting on the floor, barefaced, undone, in sweatpants, not saving a single soul. I'm still worthy of being held, seen, paid, pursued, chosen, celebrated. And that is the new identity. Not the girl who carries it all, but the woman who gets to rest, who gets to cry, who gets to be, and doesn't lose an ounce of her power in the process. Okay? Listen, babe, if nobody's told you today, you're allowed to be tired. You're allowed to lay it down without explaining yourself. You don't have to earn rest or love or softness. Being human doesn't disqualify your power. It literally proves it. So if today you needed the reminder that you're more than what you carry, consider this your permission slip. You can be raw and fucking radiant. You can be tender and untouchable, okay? Soft and still be the one. If you know this episode is hitting in the best way, okay, go ahead and share it with the strong friend who never gets checked in on. And if you're that friend, I just want to say, I see you, I am you, and I'm so glad that you're here. Okay, until next time, drink some water, say no without guilt, and remember, you don't have to be strong to be unstoppable. I love you. And I mean it. And I'm going to catch you on the next episode of Listen, Bitch.